KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. First Lady Jill Biden is set to host a cancer moonshot event with special guest Mary J. Blige. The R&B superstar is a preventative cancer screening advocate and will join the American Cancer Society with the First Lady in roundtables focused on breast and cervical cancer. The CDC is considering using an oral polio vaccine to stop an outbreak in New York City. The Big Apple continues to detect the virus in sewage samples from Brooklyn and Queens. One person was also left paralyzed from the virus over the summer. A nonprofit led by Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and the CEO of Fanatics will take a deeper look at the impact of probation and parole in the U.S. The organization says since its launch in 2019, they've helped with 16 bipartisan pieces of legislation in 10 states that have led to over 650,000 people getting out of the system. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Wendy's Biggie Bag is still just $5. Get a double stack junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT plus four piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. Grab your bag at Wendy's today. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken BLT with four piece nugs, small drink, and fries. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Drop it!
When you tune in to KBLA Talk 1580, we want you to know what you're downloading.
Now you listen to me and you listen to me closely.
In a recent African American media issue survey conducted by the public opinion research and public policy consulting firm Eviterus, KBLA Talk 1580 was found to be the most trusted, credible, and reliable source on the airwaves for Black Los Angeles and beyond.
Check it out.
We take our role seriously as your trusted messenger. At KBLA Talk 1580, it's about truth, not ratings. And when you hear us say, when we come forward, we mean it.
That's the bottom line.
We're not going back. Not to the back of the bus, not to back alleys, not back in the closet, and definitely not back to the good old days.
Might as well forget it. No way.
We're unapologetically progressive. KBLA Talk 1580.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA 1580 Talk Radio. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. I'm excited this morning. My guest this morning is just, wait until you meet this lady. We're that show, as you know, that talks about all the things that we as Black families don't like talking about a lot. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early with early Urban Family Focus catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. We always give you a word from Sister Nawili, and she tells us this. It's common for people to give up their power by thinking that they don't have any. So tell all your friends to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, and you can log on to urbanfamilyfocus.com and leave us a comment about our show and let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about. Let us know how we're doing. We really appreciate that. As you know, we've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and our topic this morning is building communities through intellectual capital. And our guest is Kim Anthony Moreau. Kim was emancipated from foster care at the age of 18, and she found herself abandoned on a bus bench with only $73 in her pocket. Today, she is a Success Magazine honoree, a successful entrepreneur, award-winning media publisher, and personal growth and development expert. She's passionate about community. She's a passionate community advocate, I should say, and a gifted fundraiser who has sourced more than $20 million in funding for worthy causes and charitable projects. The COVID-19 pandemic changed all of our lives, but what it did for her, it inspired her to launch Urban Excellence Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to making world-class professional coaching and development certification available and accessible to under-resourced communities. She's dedicated to supporting and empowering the next generation of emancipated foster youth. Kim, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. What an honor.
You know, it's an honor for me to be here talking to you. I did a little research on you, and you're doing some great work, and you've come through a lot. So just take a moment, if you will, to share a little detail about your journey from foster care to being a successful entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. So, you know, being in foster care, and I'm speaking to all, especially our transitioning age youth, one of the things that you learn when you're moving from home to home is to stay out the way. So my journey started in the Vernon and Central Avenue Library reading philosophy and staying there every day after school until it closed, just to get wisdom, just to find some guidance other than what I was hearing, you know, in my community, in my environment. And that launched me on my path. Fast forward to today, I've always been passionate about learning all kind of skills to develop me, to really use my gifts, talents, skills, and ability to make a difference. So just passionate about everything that could support me and then others in living their best lives.
So, and that has transformed you into an individual that helps other people live their best life and live at their full potential. So tell us a little about urban excellence and what inspired you to launch that.
That's a twofold. One, I kind of need to go back to W.E.B. Du Bois. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he is known for, principle that he's known for, is the talented 10th.
Exactly.
And that means that 10% mm-hmm. of the Black race would be educated and uplifted and provided opportunities, and then they would turn around to, help the rest of the race. Mm-hmm. However, right. if you look at the state of African Americans, mm-hmm. we need all 90. No. We need the rest.
We need the talent of 90.
We need Project 90. Mm-hmm. We need everybody using their gifts, talents, skills, and abilities to contribute to creating communities that work for everybody. And there are people in our community that will only be able to reach people, you know, a certain mm-hmm. kind of person.
Right.
So we need everyone empowered. First, they get to be empowered, but then they also get to be a stand for other people around them.
Yeah, we need everybody to take part, no matter where you are on the scale, you know. Because I know for me personally, some of the greatest advice and wisdom I ever got was from a wino sitting in front of my uncle's liquor store.
Listen.
I mean, this man educated me like you wouldn't believe. And some of the things he told me, I live by to this day.
Absolutely.
So everybody has to reach out and participate in getting us where we need to be. Because as you know, as African Americans in America, we are impacted the most and have the least, you know, overall, you know,
overall.
There's a lot of us doing good now. Look at this, we have things like this radio station that's doing great work in the community, like, you know, spreading the power of Black voices. So we doing some great stuff.
Absolutely.
But as a whole, you know, there's a statistic that was shared with me a few weeks ago. I do a program that's about Black wealth and attainment. And they said that if things stay the same, by 2053, the net worth of African Americans in America will be zero, meaning we will owe as much as we own.
My goodness.
So there's some work to be done,
a
and
lot.
It starts with changing your mind. Because unless you change your thought, your life is not going to change. And that's what you do. You help people change their thought.
Oh, yes, it will. And it follows in the direction of our thought. To your point, recently, 2020 census, the 2020 census shows that in the state of California, which is the wealthiest state in the union, 29% of Black people in this state are living below the poverty line. And that's very surprising. We don't look like it. We dress fabulous, drive nice cars.
Right.
But we have the images of success, but not the principles. Or we're practicing principles, because I think that, I know that we're brilliant people, but we're practicing them in a way that doesn't serve us.
Or that serves us for now and not the future.
That's
that immediate gratification.
Absolutely.
Because a whole lot of them fancy cars is parked on grandma's front lawn. So, but again,
yes.
You know, we're well-rounded, we're diverse. And even with all the issues that they say we endure, there's nobody greater. There's nobody more progressive. There's nobody who, you know, you name a field, and we're at the top of it.
Everyone.
The doctors, the lawyers, media, whatever you want to name, not just athletes and entertainment, whatever you want to name, you'll find a Black person in the front seat of that car. If that's just how talented we are. So that talented 10th is still working. We just
want
to turn it into the talented
100.
The talented 100.
I'll take 99.
Take 99. You know, we're here this morning talking with Kim Anthony Moreau. And our topic this morning, we're talking about what we need to do in order to have that intellectual capital that's necessary to move forward as a people. And we're going to continue our conversation. We come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Ready to shop for wigs? Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collection of natural human hair wig stores in the USA. Magic Hair Company has hundreds of glueless wigs in stock. Magic Hair Company is an in-network insurance provider and will get your insurance to pay for your wigs. Magic Hair Company is having a huge Black Friday sale and Black Friday preview sale October 21st through October 23rd. Subscribe to Magic Hair Newsletter and follow on social media at Magic Hair Co. for coupons and discounts.
If you live, work, pray, or study in Southeast LA, this message is directly for you. Los Angeles experiences some of the widest wealth inequality in the United States. Years of systemic racism and underinvestment have left many LA neighborhoods with higher rates of poverty, unemployment, and environmental hazards. LA Repair by LA Civil Rights is LA's first participatory budget pilot program. LA Repair will distribute roughly $8.5 million directly to 9 LA city neighborhoods called repair zones. How those dollars are spent will be decided entirely by the community. Today through October 23rd, you can log on to repair.lacity.org to share your ideas. That's repair.lacity.org. Through LA Repair participatory budgeting, the communities of Southeast LA, Boyle Heights, Mission Hills, North Hills, and Panorama City will now decide how $3 million in public dollars are spent. Submit your idea now at repair.lacity.org. That's repair.lacity.org. Be the change you want to see in your community.
Power to the people.
Say their names. Voter suppression takes many forms. Say their names. When you vote on or by November 8th, say their names, because they can't. Vote on or by November 8th. What's your excuse? Paid for by the African American Voter Registration Education and Participation Project.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. That's why MVP's rewards members can earn bonus points on select products from brands like DeWalt, Purdy paint applicators, and GRK screws. Then redeem your bonus points for exciting rewards like tools, grills, Lowe's gift cards, and more. Join Lowe's MVP's pro rewards today to start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Subject to program terms. While supplies last. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details. Now through 10/28.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation this morning with Kim Anthony Moreau, who founded the Urban Excellence Academy, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that and how it impacts our community. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance, civil rights, all by providing targeted social programs advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through their programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit laul.org and take a look at some of their great programs, make a donation, or just tell them you want to get involved. So, Kim, before we came forward, we were talking about urban excellence. And, you know, that term, you know, I chose Urban Family Focus as a name for this show. And that term urban gets thrown around a lot, and it means different things to different people. So I want you to tell us what urban excellence is all about and what it means to you and how you use it to impact this community and what happened exactly during that COVID-19 thing to inspire you to jump into that.
Well, I'll start with excellence. When excellence is what you do to at your best every day, mm-hmm. every day. And it's really taking your God-given gifts, talents, skills, and ability and being responsible for them and developing them and taking ownership of them. And urban, really interesting because with urban could mean in the city. It could mean Black. Mm-hmm. It could mean people of color. Right. It could be. So it's what you would have it be. It could be your creativity, mm-hmm. But it's what you say it is. Mm-hmm. It's what you, how you live into it. So there, back in the 80s, there was a book, several books. There was the Excellence Movement, and it was very linear. But we as a people, we are born in excellence. We have gifts and talents, creativity, and there may not value it or think that it matters, but it does. And when we take ownership of it, then we benefit, and not just other people.
You know, that urban expression, you know, it actually, for me, it kind of, it's the way you express the culture that you claim, you know. Mm. You know, in other words, tell folk what, you know, represent what you're about, you know. So if you're an urbanite, you know, if you're in the Urban League, you know, you're reaching out and you're expressing what you know to be, as you say, the excellence or the best of the culture that you represent.
Absolutely.
And that was kind of the idea that I had, because I wanted us to talk about the issues. We keep things in house, keep it quiet. What goes in the home stays in the home, you know. And those things, I understand where that protective attitude came from because of what we came out of.
Yes.
But in order for us to go to that next level, we have to open up and start talking to one another. And that's the great thing about this radio station. We have a voice to talk to each other and those who want to know exactly what we're thinking and where we're coming from and what they can do to participate in lifting us
or allowing us, I should say, to be that excellence that we have within us. Yes. You know, so now we're clear on what you mean by urban excellence. You know, so what are some of the things that you focus on? What are some of the domains that you focus on in helping people build strong relationships with themselves first, so they can build it with someone else?
Definitely finance. Mm-hmm. It's embracing what we already know, but we don't have ownership of and treat it as though it matters. Mm-hmm. When you are a single mother and it is the 15th and the check is run out and you need to get to the 30th, there is some financial genius that's taking place. Mm-hmm. So how do you embrace that and own that and then apply it to other industries so that we can, that your family can be uplifted? We tend to think that that doesn't matter, or maybe even worse, mm-hmm. we are ashamed of it. Mm-hmm. So what's brilliant and beautiful about us? So financially, definitely health, mm-hmm. business, relationships.
Right.
That's one of the areas that we don't necessarily have relationship skills, rules mm-hmm. on how to engage and
right.
and speak to each other in such a way that we come together. And then to be present with each other, to see each other. So much of what I observe is in our culture is people just not being seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at celebrities,
right.
but we don't look in the eyes of the person that's in the home with us,
right.
and let them know that they matter. We also have one of our largest divisions is our nonprofit divisions, mm-hmm. and we work with nonprofit leaders in from 2017 to present. Mm-hmm. It's been about 380 nonprofits in 31 states,
mm-hmm.
and we teach the launch and the development and the leadership and how to have the biggest impact. So ultimately, we look at the person
mm-hmm.
and find out what it is that matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about our program and you need to go down this patch to so that we can get brownie points or put you in a report. We want to know what's uniquely you mm-hmm. and how can we be on your team to help you flourish in that way. And then put some scaffolding and some structure behind it
so that
it really does well.
Well, one of the things that caught my attention when I took a look at what you were doing and perused your website, and you mentioned relationships, and you mentioned helping people uncover their dreams and what they choose and what they want to do. And you mentioned there's a process of recognizing folk in your home, not just celebrities on the street.
Yes.
And one of the things I found interesting when you started talking about what they call emotional intelligence.
Yes.
You know, and you talked about what's required, and you use this acronym of listening, you know, to identify that, you know, what identifies leaders, you know, and listening was the first thing that I saw, you know, yes. where you referred to it as emotional intelligence. Leaders needed to be able to listen in order to get to where they want to go, you know, and you went from listening to being equipped, to being appreciated, to developing and enlisting. And then you get to that big R, relationships. And then yeah. the last and what I believe is the most important is being of service. Mm. Can you elaborate a little bit on that process? Because that's the one thing that caught me when I first looked at your site.
Wow. Well, we're always speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to listening, what are you listening for
mm-hmm.
in who you're engaging with? So often we look at, you know, we're trying to stay safe,
mm-hmm.
but how are we listening for what matters to them? Are we listening for what their deepest fears are that we can support and empower them through? Are we listening for their dreams? Are we listening for ways that we can be of service? Are we listening for something that we can acknowledge them for? Mm-hmm. And they say, there's a saying that says people will kill for money, but die for recognition. We are not recognizing. We're not looking into the eyes of people who look like us. Mm-hmm. We look to other people. And we, again, are the most brilliant people. But because we're not leaning on the more linear executive skills,
right,
other communities tend to make more profit more from it than us. We're talent, mm-hmm, but other people profit from the business side of it.
Yeah. As you were talking, you know, what I was thinking was, a lot of times it's because of where we see ourselves. We have a dream, you know, we have a vision, but we don't put ourselves firmly in that picture in our mind. I work with an organization whose goal is to help young brothers get on the PGA Tour. And I was having a conversation with the president of the organization, and I said, why? These guys are talented. They can play as well as anybody. Why aren't they there? And he said, I don't believe, because of where they come from, the environment. You know, you saw those guys practice on that dirt field. They don't have a country club environment that they grew up in. So they don't see themselves in the winner's circle. They haven't really convinced themselves internally that they belong in that winner's circle. And that's why they're not there. So when you were talking, that's what I'm thinking. You know, we don't see ourselves in the winner's circle.
No.
We have talent. We have everything we need to get there. But until we're able to shake some of that baggage or lose some of that emotional baggage, you know, of getting to where we have that opportunity, we won't be able to make it.
We think it's for them, or we think it's for someone from that echelon, or someone who's more worthy. And we will not outperform the level of our identity. Mm-hmm. And the thing about identity is that we live into the identity that's been spoken over us. And at some point, we must take ownership on who we say we are, who we're going to be in this culture. We're geared to have, do, be. So if we have, back to the material things, mm-hmm, if I have the symbols of success, at least I get to enjoy the gaze of people thinking,
right,
that I'm successful. So have, do, be. I'll have the respect if I drive the Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with Mercedes.
No. I got one. It's 20 years old, but I got one.
Classic. Never going to stop. Mm-hmm. The next area is do, and mm-hmm, we're work.
Right.
But we still don't step into being.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need to step into being,
right,
successful, being a beneficial presence in our community and bringing value, and then we take the action, and then we'll have the results. But we have it backwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if Madison Avenue has it set up that way for a reason. So if we can consume their products,
right,
and consume their products, then we will be dependent on the products versus knowing we already are.
Yeah, and we are the number one consumers in this country. That is for sure. You know, there's no problem there. You know, and you're right. You know, but I often have conversations with people, you know, in my practice as a minister, even, you know, and the biggest thing is to get them to change their perception of self, because all the issues, all the drama, everything that's in your way is within you.
Yes.
And you have to clean that up, clean that out, get rid of those internal you know, shackles yes. that you're holding on to for whatever reason, because you grew up in foster care, because,
yes.
you know, mama didn't love you, daddy mistreated you, you know,
you don't belong.
And we don't have the, you know, the white man got his foot on our neck. We can't make it. We can't this. We can't that. All those things have a segment of truth to them. But the ultimate truth is what you believe
yes.
and what you believe about you. Is going to take you where you want to be. And that success that you're looking for doesn't have to be identified in a big way. Our Latino brothers and sisters are successful on the corner selling whatever they're selling, making a nice little living for their family.
Absolutely.
And that's success.
Lines down the block.
That's success. So think about what it is, that special gift that God gave you to do, and focus on sharing that. And when you do that, you are successful.
Absolutely.
So we're going to continue our conversation with Kim Anthony Moreau, talking about intellectual competence and intelligence and trying to figure out how we can make it through this thing called life and live our best life here on Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. We're going to come forward. We're going to continue this magnificent conversation.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. First Lady Jill Biden is set to host a cancer moonshot event with special guest Mary J. Blige. The R&B superstar is a preventative cancer screening advocate and will join the American Cancer Society with the First Lady in roundtables focused on breast and cervical cancer. The CDC is considering using an oral polio vaccine to stop an outbreak in New York City. The Big Apple continues to detect the virus in sewage samples from Brooklyn and Queens. One person was also left paralyzed from the virus over the summer. A nonprofit led by Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and the CEO of Fanatics will take a deeper look at the impact of probation and parole in the U.S. The organization says since its launch in 2019, they've helped with 16 bipartisan pieces of legislation in 10 states that have led to over 650,000 people getting out of the system. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Wendy's Biggie Bag is still just $5. Get a double stack junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT plus 4-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink. Grab your bag at Wendy's today. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken BLT with 4-piece nugs, small drink, and fries. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Drop it!
When you tune in to KBLA Talk 1580, we want you to know what you're downloading.
Now you listen to me, and you listen to me closely.
In a recent African-American media issue survey conducted by the public opinion research and public policy consulting firm, Eviterus, KBLA Talk 1580 was found to be the most trusted, credible, and reliable source on the airwaves for Black Los Angeles and beyond.
Check it out.
We take our role seriously as your trusted messenger. At KBLA Talk 1580, it's about truth, not ratings. And when you hear us say, when we come forward, we mean it.
That's the bottom line.
We're not going back. Not to the back of the bus, not to back alleys, not back in the closet, and definitely not back to the good old days.
Might as well forget it. No way.
We're unapologetically progressive. KBLA Talk 1580.
Ready to shop for wigs? Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collection of natural human hair wig stores in the USA. Magic Hair Company has hundreds of glueless wigs in stock. Magic Hair Company is an in-network insurance provider and will get your insurance to pay for your wigs. Magic Hair Company is having a huge Black Friday sale and Black Friday preview sale October 21st through October 23rd. Subscribe to Magic Hair Newsletter and follow on social media at Magic Hair Co. for coupons and discounts.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
And Doug. Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate-release melatonin and extended-release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better. Wake your best.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work.
It's time to learn the truth about probiotics from Align, the probiotic brand recommended by gastroenterologists 2 times more than any other probiotic brand. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel at AlignProbiotics.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome forward. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning about building communities through intellectual capital with Kim Anthony Moreau, who is a personal growth and development expert. And she's sharing some wisdom with us this morning on how we go from being in foster care to becoming a high-level entrepreneur, owning your own business, helping other businesses and nonprofits retain large sums of money for their cause. So you've come full circle. I want to hear a little bit more about that emancipation from the foster care. But before we do, we have a caller on line 2, Chef Nico. Welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Fantastic conversation.
So tell us what you know about this great lady sitting in this room with me, or do you have a question for her?
Well, you know, it could be both. I'm actually part of Urban Excellence. I am a Cohort 1 coach graduate. I've had the pleasure and the honor to sit at the feet of this amazing woman and learn and grow and transform. So I'm smiling from ear to ear, hearing her on the radio. So yes, just real quick, a question for you, Kim. You have made all of us extremely enthusiastic about our future in regards to how we're supporting the community. Can you share a little information about how you feel this supports the mental health aspect of the community moving forward as more coaches come out of Urban Excellence, accredited coaches, ICF coaches.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that we are an accredited coaching academy. We're accredited by the International Coach Federation, the only, if not one of the few, African-American-led coaching academies that is accredited. There's all kind of coaching academies out there on social media, but we happen to be accredited. We wanted our people to be equipped. People will sometimes speak with a coach before going to mental health. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what we teach is that the moment we're very clear about what coaching is and what it is not. And the moment we get to a point that we hear that, okay, this is someone that should seek therapy, yes. We've already built a level of trust, mm-hmm. and they're already speaking. And so we can forward them and have them continue in their healing, mm-hmm. where they may not have stepped up for mental health. They may not have stepped up for just counseling.
Right.
So thank you for that question.
Yeah, that's I thank you for that question, because mental illness is the topic that I try to focus on the most here on Urban Family Focus. Mm-hmm. I've said it millions of times, and I have to keep saying it. In my humble opinion, mental illness is the biggest issue we have in this country and probably in the world, because when you turn on the news and you see all these horrific things that are going on and people are doing to one another and doing mm-hmm. to each other's community, you know, there's something going on with these people.
Mm, you know, hurting people.
Their parents may not recognize it or may want to hide it. They themselves want to, you know, stick out their chest and say, I'm all right. You know, this is just me. I hear that a lot from people. This is just mm-hmm. me. This is just who I am. You know, but if there's some pain there. There's mm-hmm. something going on that's causing these actions that we're seeing on the news 24/7 and witnessing in our communities as we interface with each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear you say that when you sense that, you know, we're trying to get them pointed in the right direction, and it's talking to somebody.
Absolutely.
You got to talk to somebody. If you don't want to go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, you know, start with your pastor, start with your personal doctor. You know, I found that to be the best resource to mental health, is if your personal doctor can refer you to somebody that you can talk to and get a greater understanding of what's going on inside you, so you can take advantage of programs like yours. Because if you're hurting, if you're confused, if you're foggy, it's just going to slow your process.
Mm-hmm. And we need to watch what we say to each other. Mm-hmm. And okay, I don't want to get on the soapbox, mm-hmm. but there was a time when there were comedians that gained great fortunes at putting our culture down. And so we need to be careful about what we speak over each other, and that we have no idea the kind of pain that can trigger. We mentioned earlier that I came through the foster care system. I had some great experiences, mm-hmm. and then I had some experiences that I never want anybody to ever have to go through, but I consider it my superpower, because I got to see firsthand what happens when people understand who they are. They get the difference that they make. I understand when people have self-hatred and they hate on other people. Mm-hmm. So I received all of that, and I kind of got the opportunity to be kind of a laboratory for what it takes to overcome. And so I kind of consider my life, I got a gunk from a lot of different sources. But if you can imagine a pool, a swimming pool with lots of dirt inside, and then and you don't try to pick out the dirt, like this, each piece of trash and dirt, you flow in fresh water. Mm-hmm. So for us, it would be fresh information, truth, a relationship with God. And you keep flooding and you keep flooding. And pretty soon you are walking in the greatest expression of yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's what we teach. We are unconditionally constructive, mm-hmm. and we create a space for people to speak what matters to them. So many people are just not seen and they're not heard.
That is true. And you give them a forum. And Chef Nico, I don't know if you're still on the line. Are you still there?
I'm here.
You're still there?
Yes, I am.
Before I let you go, I have to ask this question. It says Chef Nico. I want to know what you're cooking.
I'm cooking executive wellness coaching, making sure that we really support some of these business execs and CEOs. That's really what I do.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a restaurant I was missing that I hadn't been to.
No, but you know for sure I'll make a fantastic plate for you.
All right. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. Kim, fantastic.
All right. So you touched a little bit on you had some great experiences coming through foster care, and then you had some that, you know, not necessarily elaborate, but how did you overcome, what process, and looking back, even though you didn't know anything about coaching, you didn't know anything about any of that back then, but somehow you made a decision to move beyond what you were experiencing?
I guess I had a sense of greatness. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be the person causing that pain. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
And so the opposite of that is to be someone helpful. And I guess I became the hero that I needed, that I needed mm-hmm. for other people.
Right.
So it's like, what would I need? What mm-hmm. would someone need going through this? And then at, 18, sitting on this bus bench, seeing people living life and being successful, it's like, how do you do that? I wasn't taught.
Right.
So I took the books, workshops, seminars. I sofa surfed and spent rent money, but mm-hmm. I needed to learn the principles for success and to be something other than a statistic mm-hmm. or to be, and even I didn't want to describe myself as someone that's broken or someone that's some type of victim mm-hmm. because that means that I would have to live that out. So I sought to create a life that I would be proud of. And to be an example for other people and to let them know you can do it. What I was missing was someone saying, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to be that for other people. And so sitting through the COVID-19, so I had tons and tons of training, mm-hmm. Master Transformational Trainer and coaching and certifications all over the place. I've done some work at Harvard and just really just come. I take my education seriously because I'm going to need to serve with it. So I'm sitting in during the beginning of COVID-19, and I can only imagine people who look like me or come from where I came from, and their industries have been obliterated.
Right.
And what are they going to do? So I said, okay. I will coach them. I will work with them on, how to navigate your new next.
That's exciting work. The thing that I love what you said is whatever pain you're feeling, whatever situation you're in, think of what you can do mm-hmm. to become the opposite of that. How can you make sure that no one else feels the way you feel? And that's your starting point. Yes. Thank you, Kim. We're going to continue our conversation with Kim Anthony Moreau, who is a life coach and personal growth expert here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy homes, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
So Def, Bad Boy versus Battle. It's happening. Maisha Cairo here, and it's time for your K-Black Minute News. Do you remember a couple months ago, back when I told y'all that there was conversations about this? Well, JD confirms it.
I'm saying this to let y'all know that the So Def, Bad Boy versus is happening.
It's happening, So Def and Bad Boy. While performing in Atlanta over the weekend, songwriter and record producer Jermaine Dupri confirmed that his label So Def will go up against Diddy's label Bad Boy Records. This is great news. So now what do we do? We wait. And in the meantime, KBLA family, let me know on Instagram.com/KBLA1580 what your top five favorite Bad Boy songs are and your top five favorite So So Def songs are. We've got a lot to talk about.
Did you know fixing outdoor leaks can save 27 to 90 gallons of water per day? Even tiny leaks can be huge water wasters. Conserving water starts with a few simple water-saving actions at home and in your yard, like adjusting your sprinklers and adding drip irrigation so you water only where it's needed. We can all do our part to conserve water. Visit SaveOurWater.com for more water-saving tips. Save water, save California.
Imagine a world without heart disease and stroke, where every person has the opportunity to live a full and healthy life. Join the American Heart Association's Los Angeles Heart and Stroke Walk October 22nd at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Walk to save lives. Help raise funds for life-saving research, advocacy, and programs that empower people to live healthy and well. Form a team with friends and family at heartwalkla.org. Locally sponsored by UCLA Health, Keck Medicine of USC, and Dignity Health Northridge.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. That's why MVP's rewards members can earn bonus points on select products from brands like DeWalt, Purdy paint applicators, and GRK screws. Then redeem your bonus points for exciting rewards like tools, grills, Lowe's E gift cards, and more. Join Lowe's MVP's pro rewards today to start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details now through 10/28.
Broadcasting live from Lamar Park, USA. Welcome back to your home for unapologetically progressive radio, KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and we're having a conversation about excellence, urban excellence. And we're talking with Kim Anthony Moreau, who is a personal development and life coach, if you will. A lot of that coaching thing, like you said earlier, is thrown around a lot, but you are certified.
And accredited.
And accredited. So you know what you're talking about. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit more about just how you facilitate these activities that bring people from where they are to where they want to be.
Well, obviously, I got overwhelmed, and I'm like, I had to create other coaches. So that's when we launched the Urban Excellence Coaching Academy. Mm-hmm. Our first cohort graduated 22 people. And we were on a sliding scale. So we didn't want anyone who wanted to learn this craft, to learn how to be, how to champion other people. We didn't want finances to be a reason not to. And after, I understand how to raise money, so I raised the money to do that, and we are able to offer scholarships to people who want to become coaches. We're on our second cohort, and we'll be starting the third one by the end of the year. But we also have a mastermind program, so we're talking about intellectual capital in our own community. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to to express your ideas in a group of people that will champion, support, and empower you and hold you accountable to your greatness. And so often, back to Project 90, so often we have solutions that would benefit a lot of people, but we don't believe in them or we don't think that they matter. One of the other things that I'm really proud of that we do at Urban Excellence is that we curated courses that people can take people can take online. Google, you can learn filmmaking. All of these are free and online. So we've curated them on our website at urbanexcellence.net. We have live trainings and conferences. We want to be your source for stepping into your greatness in this community.
And from the people that I know who know you, you're doing a fantastic job at doing that. And the one of the things that oftentimes impacts our community are certain areas that don't have access to internet. We take for granted, those of us who can get on the internet and send emails. And, you know, there's a large segment of our community that can't do that. Or they have to share, you know, with 10 or 15 other people in order to do that. And that word coach, big word, covers a whole lot of areas. How do you line them up? How do you get people to coach in an area that fits them and not just throw that broad, I'm a life coach, I'm this, I'm that. You know, how do we zero in on that? You just got a couple of seconds.
We zero in on who they are. Mm-hmm. And everybody has an area of genius. And I do believe that everybody has a cadre of people that is assigned to them. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we give them the skills to deliver that, those tools and those greatness, but they have the genius. They have the genius.
And the truth of it is, even if you are a coach, if the person that you fix is you,
come on,
that's
client zero, client one.
So don't go to the academy. Come out. Yeah, we want you to help other people. We want you to get out there. We want you to make sure that you are totally whole and healed.
Yes.
And that you have that personal relationship with God, as you say, and understand your greatness and what's within you. And when you share that, you're helping others.
Yes.
One person at a time, as they say here on this radio station.
Yes.
We're going to continue and close out our conversation with Kim Anthony Moreau as we talk about urban excellence, intellectual capital, and all the things that we possess within ourselves that go unrecognized here on Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Ready to shop for wigs? Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collection of natural human hair wig stores in the USA. Magic Hair Company has hundreds of glueless wigs in stock. Magic Hair Company is an in-network insurance provider and will get your insurance to pay for your wigs. Magic Hair Company is having a huge Black Friday sale and Black Friday preview sale October 21st through October 23rd. Subscribe to Magic Hair Newsletter and follow on social media at Magic Hair Co. for coupons and discounts.
Roll out. The all-new Gardena Nissan is proud to be a partner of KBLA, and right now, during their fall sales event, Zero Down delivers any new or pre-owned car at Gardena Nissan. They're located conveniently on Redondo Beach Boulevard at Western, and they specialize in helping folks out who have no credit, bad credit, bankruptcies, or repos. The folks at Gardena Nissan will take fantastic care of you and help you get into the car you need and deserve at a spectacular price. Visit them today or shop online at GardenaNissan.com. The all-new Gardena Nissan is proud to be a partner of KBLA, and right now, during their fall sales event, Zero Down delivers any new or pre-owned car at Gardena Nissan. For the best deals, log on to GardenaNissan.com. Zero Down on approved credit. GardenaNissan.com. Roll out!
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580. This is Reverend Gerald, Life Coach. I'm the host of Urban Family Focus, and we're here today with Kim Anthony Moreau, who is a personal growth expert. Kim, we don't have a lot of time left, but I do see we have a caller, Walter Price, on line 3. Walter, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I am excited about the conversation that you're all having.
Walter, before you go forward, Walter, I just got to tell you, we got less than 2 minutes. So
all right.
make it a good fantastic 15 seconds and we can close it out.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you. A question to Kim is, how do we expand this? Like I said, I'm from Dallas, Texas. How do we expand this not only nationally, but also internationally as well? This mindset, because coming out of the pandemic, many of us are really, we're challenged, we're negative. A lot of us are negative. But so how do we change this to a positive mindset for the country and for the world?
Absolutely. Thank you, Walter, for your question. Hit us up at urbanexcellence.net. We are looking for people in different cities throughout the nation and the world. And we want to spread this message everywhere to people who look like us.
Thank you, Walter. You know, that's the good news about technology today. People can hear this radio station all over the world. You can communicate with people now all over the world, be it streaming, podcasts, however. So how do we impact the world? Get the message out there. Tell everybody you know about her program. Tell, you know, put it on all of your social media. Spread the word. Somebody in Europe, somebody in Brazil is listening to us right now and getting this information. And tell them how they can contact you, Kim, and get involved in your program.
UrbanExcellence.net. Everything is there. We are here for you. It is not about the money. We'll take you, we'll take your dreams and give you the support you need to go to the next level. Upcoming is a program called 90 Days at 100%. It includes a planner and it is sponsored. So if you have dreams that you want to have happen and you want people on your team, hit us up at UrbanExcellence.net and we'll take great care of you, especially if you want to learn how to create magnificence in other people as well.
And remember that the biggest team or the team you really want to focus on is that team of one, of yourself. You get team one together, everything else will fall into place.
Yes.
Kim, thank you for coming down
thank
and spending
you.
Some time with us this morning. We'll definitely continue this conversation as we go forward. What you're doing is great, and it fits right in with my passion, which is just helping people. That's all I can do. If I don't do anything else but help people when I get up in the morning, I'm fine. Black Lives Matter is next. This is not a drill. Thank you for tuning in to Urban Family Focus.